This is a Collider.com audio interview.
What are we talking about?
Well, I'm trying to make something out of the...
that's great. Well, I should be recording right now. So you have made a sign for hold on, it's let me show you the frame. It looks like this.
Yeah, it's hard to read, huh?
I think most people will get it.
Let me check if I have a Sharpie somewhere.
It's good enough. We'll show it. We can put the sign up on the.
Okay, I can do a close up here. Yes, this is Green Hornet TV, and I'm here to promote. I'm doing my promotional job.
Let's keep an eye on the frame, though. Make sure you're on frame.
I am in the frame. I got a haircut by my girlfriend this morning, so don't be too demanding on the looks.
Oh, that's very good. I like how relaxed our conversation between us is. It's not as it's very, you know, friendly.
Well, so far it is. It could degenerate.
No. How
would Ellen says?
No, it will be fine. Actually, if you hold the mic slightly lower, yeah, perfect.
You don't like my nose behind the mic?
It's okay. This is much better, sir.
Not much better. Yeah.
So let me start by saying congrats on the movie.
Thank you.
I think it's great.
Oh, awesome.
I have to ask you, and I've been asking this of Evan and Neil Moritz. What has it been like for you? You guys made a great movie. But there was definitely a lot of people talking online saying, movie has problems, it's not good, blah, blah, blah. But all of a sudden, the tide has turned. Everyone online is talking about how good it is.
And you know why?
Do I know why?
Yes.
Because it's a good movie.
Well, not because of that, even. Because the difference between before and after is before they didn't see the film. And after they saw the film. So all this bad talking was before anyone saw the film. And it's so funny because I remember reading the studio hated the movie before they even saw anything of the movie. So it was clearly a rumor. What's more worrying is that people who perpetrated the rumor didn't check if it had any credibility. And if they had checked their source, they would have seen that it was a created rumor by maybe somebody who had interest against us. I don't know how it came from, but the since we shown the movie, as you say, the tide has turned around, and I'm sure there's still people who are going to stick to their opinion, but their opinion was formed based on nothing, or sometimes the trailer. I mean, if you're not grown up enough to understand that a trailer is not done by the director, then fine, judge the movie from the trailer. I'm just saying to the audience, the director does not direct the trailer. It's an edited version that takes some element of the movie. Sometimes it's not even in the movie. The director does the movie. So don't judge the director based on the trailer, please.
I've spoken to a number of filmmakers recently. I know, like, David Fincher looks at a lot of his ad material, commercials, trailers. He's a micromanager. I've spoken to a number of other filmmakers who are now getting more involved in helping to create the trailer. Is that something in the future that you may, in your future projects, might take more control of?
No, I don't thrive on control. I'm not seeking for control. I think I get better results when I don't control things. So the only thing is I don't want to be blamed on something I didn't do. If people don't like the trailer, then blame it on the people who made the trailer. I think the trailer is great, and they have been evolving, and I have no problem with them. It's not my job. One time on Science of Sleep, I tried to direct my own trailer, and it was a disaster. So we get back the footage to the company. It was one independent, and they made the trailer because it's a different job. It's not my job. It doesn't really interest me to do it, and I'm not a micromanagement guy. I prefer to spend my time doing some other stuff than that.
Something that I'm obviously a huge fan of Sally Menke, and Sally worked on the project for a little while. Could you sort of talk about what Sally was able to do on her time working on the project?
Well, I think she had first of all, it's really very sad what happened, and it's a terrible thing that her loss is really terrible, and I met her family, and I really feel really, it's really upsetting. She helped us to give an edge on the sort of a strength into the fight. It's funny because you would think by hiring a woman editor, she would bring more feminine aspect, but it's actually the contrary. What she brought is that the fight became sharper in a way.
I'm curious about you. There's a great sequence where the frame keeps on breaking apart. And could you sort of talk about how that sequence came together? Was it always imagined that way when you first started filming it?
Yes, it was always imagined this way. You could not have come up with that in post-production. It was the way it was filmed was very specific. It was like a Rubik's Cube to solve, like, because we had to follow, basically, for the audience, like, every, you start with one character who meet three other, and then, let's say, two other, then we follow each one of them seemingly less. So when they start to, when they walk together, then it's still one frame, and when it starts to go apart, then the frame split, and the camera divide in two, and follow the two of them, and then each one meet two other people, and then when the two of them split for the people that are speaking, we keep following them. So from one frame, we divide the screen into 16 frames, and without any visual transition, there is no cut. It's all like a cellular division. So we had to follow the journey of each character from the beginning to the end. So when we film Popeye, the first guy, he's gonna talk to the ladies, then he walks a bit with them, and then he leaves them, and we follow him. He's gonna go back underneath to the restaurant. He's in the same location. He talks to the Japanese guy, and then he leaves this guy, and he talks to another guy in the car. He goes into the car, and then we follow the car, and then he talk to another guy, and then leaves. And then that's the end of his segment. Then we go back, and we go back to the last person he met. So the last person he met, when we followed him, the person he was talking to stood without moving at the same spot. So we come back to the same position, and now we follow this guy doing his part, leaving at this moment. And then when we're done with that, we come back to the second person, to the last he talked to, which was the guy in the car. And we take, the guy has not moved all this time, so we follow him now. And then we come back to the third person, to the last, until we come back to the girl he was speaking first. And now we follow the girl, and we do all that with the girl, and all that to everyone. So it's like if you take a trunk of a tree, and you have to shoot all the way to the end of the branch, then come back to the trunk, and then come back to the second, no, actually you don't come back to the trunk, you come back to the first branch. Then when you're back to the first branch, you go to the second branch and go all the way to the end, and so on.
How long did it take to film that sequence?
One night.
Really?
And it was this with second unit and me directing, which was in addition to my time with the first unit. So I was pretty tired.
I can imagine.
But the idea came early on in the story where we needed to feel that the world was getting aware. I mean, like the main criminal, Chernesky, played by Christoph Waltz, could not take anymore the Green Hornet. So he wanted all his world, underworld, to know about the Green Hornet and to get after him. So this is the illustration of the transmission of the information, how it works. One person to talk to two person who talk to eight, and so forth. And I had this clip on End the Murder by Fritz Lang, where when the criminals can't take anymore the child murderer, because he makes all the gangsters look bad. And the police is after this killer, and the criminals, the gangsters, are after him. And there is a geometrical way, and it's not a split screen or anything like that, but there is a very geometrical way, which Fritz Lang used to do, because he was very geometrical. It's why he's one of my favorite directors. You would see, I remember, a compass tracing circle on the map, and they would say, okay, we're going to target all those areas to find the M, and then they go a bigger circle, and it was very geometrical. So, and there was this music that we used for a while for inspiration. But I mean, the result has nothing to do with Fritz Lang, but it was how I convinced the studio, we need this moment when we feel the Green Hornet is there out in the world.
I'm running out of time with you, but I have to ask you, you're always involved in very unique projects as well as Hollywood kind of things. What is circling in your life right now that fans can look forward to?
I'm doing an animated documentary on Noam Chomsky. So it's very specific. I've been interviewing him many times, and I took all the sound, because I barely shot him. I shot him at few occasions, but mostly it's sound, and I'm doing an animation. So I have my animation camera, it's a Bolex 16mm, and I'm doing all the drawings, and it's something I do every night when I go home. It's very, very exciting to do, very complex, because we talk about linguistic, and it's but it's captivating, because he has this very personal and convincing views on how language was created as a genetic mutation more than a slow evolutionary process. And I'm illustrating that.
When do you expect to be done with the project?
I hope to be done before I die, or before he dies, or before the world dies. So I hope within 2 years maximum.
That's very funny. I'm running out of time with you. My last question. Evan Goldberg was telling me about a great sequence that was cut out of the movie between Seth Rogen and Christoph in a bar.
Yeah.
And he sounded very excited about the scene, and it sounded really cool to me. What was the reason why you cut the sequence out, and will it definitely be on the DVD Blu-ray?
I'm not sure if it's... I guess it is. It was a great scene because it's the first time that the two main characters of the film, the villain and the hero, meet, and they're not aware of each other, and they just have a very casual interaction. And the problem, when you edit a film together, when you shoot a film, you are drawn into the moment, into the detail. You want each moment to be special and full of life. But sometimes you can't have a bigger view, the overall perspective on the whole movie. But when I have to have it on a certain level, but many times I lose that. And when you're back to in your edit room, then you only deal with that. So basically, there is moment where you want the action to take over on the character. And it was this moment in the middle of the story where Cato and Britt are apart. And I think this moment had to be shot as short as possible, because it felt we were not in the movie anymore. We are not in the same story. So unfortunately, a lot of elements within this sequence between their breakup with the fight that end up in the swimming pool and when they reunited in the restaurant, all that, we had important scenes and they were all great, but we had to make this moment as short as possible, otherwise people would feel disengaged to the story. So when you edit the movie, you respond to another type of problem than when you are shooting each scene. And that what takes over, basically. You have to make the decision to butcher the film in some ways. I mean, you can't feel sorry for a scene. If the movie works without the scene, then you don't need the scene.
Will it be on the DVD Blu-ray?
I hope so. I don't have the exact list, but I'm pretty much sure it will be.
My last question, how long was the scene? Was it 30 seconds, a minute, 2 minutes?
It was probably about a minute and a half.
I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Okay.
Cool. Thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it. And seriously, congrats on the movie.
Thank you. That was Green on Net TV. Back to you, the studio.
Let me hit stop. That was great. Hold on. Let me move this. No, man, I really enjoy the movie. And I saw it again last night. You know,